Ouch. My belly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today is day 6 of our novena of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for joining us, and we want to thank you for your participation and your questions and your comments, both on YouTube and on Facebook. We are so grateful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So today we talk about understanding.
So understanding is different than the gift of knowledge. Yesterday, the gift of knowledge was our understanding of things in relationship to God. The gift of understanding is not that. The gift of understanding is looking at divinely revealed truths and coming to a deep understanding of them that leads to a deep friendship with Christ. So, for example, it might be reading scripture, and you come across the time when Jonah is in the belly of the whale, and you think, oh, he's there for 3 days, and all of a sudden you get this special grace. Oh, Jesus was in the belly of the earth, descended to death for 3 days. And so the gift of understanding will help bring to life the Old Testament, also over to the New Testament, see the symbols, bring that all to life. But the gift of understanding also does more than that. Have you ever had the experience of struggling with something that the Catholic Church teaches? I think it's a pretty common experience. I know it's been common in my, it has happened in my life. And I know when I'm on the road doing parish missions, oftentimes people are really warring and struggling internally with what the church teaches regarding certain things. And so if we find ourselves in deep turmoil about certain teachings of the church, it simply comes down to that we do have the lack of this gift in our life. And the first step in overcoming a problem is you got to acknowledge you got a problem. So to some degree, all of us have the lack of understanding, even if we're never going to have full knowledge, for example, of everything the church teaches. Because if we had full knowledge, completely understood everything, well, then we'd have no need of faith. Mm-hmm. Because faith brings us to the edge where we just got to step into the unknown. So the gift of understanding is not saying that we fully, completely grasp everything the church teaches and know it completely, but it does help us understand deeply divine truths that lead to great friendship with Christ. But coming back to this, what if we struggle? What if we have this experience where we just want to pick and choose certain teachings of the church that we like and set aside some that we don't like? Well, that could be compared to something like this. Imagine that you have a beautiful cloth, a fabric made up of fine threads, and you take one of those threads and you start pulling it out of the fabric. What happens to the fabric? Well, it catches, and all of a sudden that beautiful smooth fabric starts to bunch up. It starts to warp, it starts to curve. And so it is with our faith. If we pick out one of the teachings of the church and try and pull it out, all of a sudden our perception of the other teachings is warped and distorted. For example, we want to pull out the teaching regarding natural family planning, contraception. We don't like that one. We start pulling that out. All of a sudden, as we pull on that thread, our understanding and view of man and woman starts being warped just a little bit. We pull on that thread a little bit more, and all of a sudden our understanding of the importance of family starts being warped. We start pulling that a little bit harder, and all of a sudden our understanding of the nature of marriage gets completely warped. You see, the teachings of the church are not in competition to one another, but they complement each other. They all work in harmony. They all work as a whole together, and pulling on one starts to distort our understanding and view of the other. Just want to say, this is a common experience for people, including myself. Oftentimes, there's something that we don't like. We want to set it aside. Mm-hmm. So if that's our experience, what should we do? We should seek to understand. You find you don't like what the church teaches? That's okay. Find out the why behind the what. And when we put in that effort, all of a sudden, the gift of understanding will kick in, and God will give us this grace to see how that teaching works in harmony with the whole. And it is good, mm-hmm, because we actually do have a good Father. Is there anything that you would add, Jenna?
Well, I think even, you know, the lives of the saints, often we say like holiness leaves clues. And so to look at the saints and how they dealt with the struggles of whatever it might have been, whatever teaching, and just see what they teach us and learn from that as well.
I want to leave you with a quote from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. There are not 100 people in the world who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive the Catholic Church to be. I have found this to be true in my own life, with my experience of working with people, thousands of people through parish missions. And so, again, what should we do? We should seek to understand. We should ask for the gift of understanding, then raise that sail, and then act virtuously and put in the study. And those who seek will find. So my friends, let's pray and raise the sail.
Day 6. Come, O Spirit of understanding, and enlighten our minds, that we may know and believe all the mysteries of salvation, and may merit at last to see the eternal light in thy light, and in the light of glory to have a clear vision of thee and the Father and the Son. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, Eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you, and ask you, by your compassion, to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds, and trusting in his precious blood, and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Prayer for the Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.